We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Labor is on track for an election victory, with a major nationwide poll predicting the opposition will claim 9 seats off the government. And while Scott Morrison is fighting a rearguard action to win back outer suburban Labor electorates, including in Melbourne and Sydney, the YouGov research suggests the coalition will fail to take any seats from the opposition. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au. or download the app at your app store. A shocking study has found almost 1 in 4 Australian kids have suffered cyberbullying, giving Australia the second highest rate of online abuse against children in the world. And there are concerns not all parents are aware their children are at risk, with a gap between those being bullied and the parents who know about it. The report also comes a day before Do It for Dolly Day, an annual event to highlight the risks of online bullying following the tragic death of Dolly Everett in 2018. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The first 2 doses of 2 Melbourne-made COVID vaccine candidates have been administered in a trial aiming to give the world improved protection against the illness. An initial 6 patients have undergone dosing and successfully passed all safety tests over the past month, paving the way for wider phase 1 trial of a new generation COVID vaccine developed by the Doherty Institute and Monash University. And hospitals are having to ration vital medical scans supplies, prompting yet another wave of treatment delays for some Victorian patients in the coming weeks. A global shortage of IV contrast fluid, which is necessary to perform CT scans to detect cancer, diagnose injuries, and plan many surgeries, has left stocks running low across the state amid concerns the situation may worsen over the next 2 months. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.